The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Pesachim Daf Samach Vav, famous incident of Hillel and the Bnei Deseru. The Mishnah tells us that Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Toner Rabbanon the Gemara says Halachazu Nisalmu Mibnei Biseru Panachas Chala Abos Elias B'Shabbos Shachuv LaYodum Pesach Deges HaShabbos in Lav. Does anybody know the Halacha? Hillel HaBavli got up. Hillel HaBavli had come up from Bavel to be Mishamish. He was had been Mishamish the Shnei Gdei Le'adosh Maya Vavtalin Yodea, and he brought a Raya. He said the Pesach says B'Mayadoi, and he says Ma Mayadoi Homa B'Tomid Deges HaShabbos Af Mayadoi Homa B'Pesach Deges HaShabbos. The Achroinim, the Shaila really starts in the Achroinim, wonder about something. We're a perception into understanding what the halacha is, that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, will give us all sorts of interesting ideas for thought in different areas in halacha. The Achroinim and the Achroinim Mucha, a very basic question over here. Was this the first time that Pesach fell out on Shabbos, that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? Nobody remembered the halacha? Was there nobody there above the age of 10 or 15 or 20? Did this never happen? How could it be that such a basic halacha, whether Korban Pesach was brought or not on Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, how could it be forgotten? The Meiri says something very fundamental. The Meiri says, of course, the facts were not forgotten. Everybody knew that Pesach, Korban Pesach, is brought. The question is, he says, and this is something that they didn't know, whether it was Hutra or Tchuya. What does this mean? There's two ways of understanding anything where Shabbos is pushed aside, shunted aside, in order to make room for Korban Pesach, or Pekuach Nefoshes, it comes up, or let's say Milah on Shabbos, which we'll be discussing in a few minutes in Mi'etz Hashem. Does it mean that it's not a melacha? One is allowed to do whatever has to be done to make a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, because there is no melacha. Anything that's part of the Korban is not a ma'aseh melacha? Or do we say no? There's something called melacha. There's something called Shabbos. There's something called Shabbos. There's something called Korban Pesach. And Korban Pesach has precedence in doicha, doing the melacha. The Meiri says, what's the chilek? He says, the chilek is that if it's tchuya, really one is doing a ma'aseh melacha, but in order to not totally do away with the Korban Pesach, the Torah gave us the ability, the Torah gave us precedence to bring the Korban Pesach by being Doicha Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do more than what you need to do in order to bring the Korban Pesach. What's the difference? In a Korban Pesach that would be brought in Erev Pesach, it says shecht as little sheep as possible. Make a cheshbin of mitzumtzum. How much you need, how much butter you need in order for each person to eat a kazayis, let's say. And instead of 20 or 30 people on a sheep, put in 300 people on a sheep. Minimize the amount of malacha that's done. But if your old Otri says, there's no malacha called bringing a carbon on Pesach. Bringing the carbon tamid on Shabbos is not a malacha. The Torah says, that's the mitzvah. It's not a malacha which you're doing. It's not the lesser of two evils. It's not a ma'aseh malacha to bring a carbon tamid on Shabbos. He says, what they didn't know was, should they tell everybody to bring as little sheep as possible, or should everybody bring the Korban Pesach kiragil, regular, because it's not a malach at all. That's what Hillel had to learn out from Korban Tomid. B'moyada means that it's hutra. There is no malach of bringing a Korban Pesach, as well as there is the fact that there is no malach called the shechita and the bringing of a Korban Tomid. That is what Hillel HaBavli had to teach the Bnei Beseru. Of course, there's a lot to learn out from the story, the way they stepped down right away. Who today would be capable of such a thing if somebody stepped forward and taught a halacha to step down? The Rav of the Shul resigned because there was somebody, a guest in town, that corrected him on a halacha. He stepped down. Not only did he take the correction, not only did they admit in public that they were wrong, that Hillel HaBavli was more learned than they stepped down and gave him their job. Not only that, Hillel HaBavli kept the job and it became his hereditary position, his son and his grandchildren for 400 years. There's something spectacular about this story. But that's the Meiri. So now let's get a little bit into this idea of Tchuya and Hutra a little bit more. Tosfos and Shabbos of Kuf Lamed talks about Shittas of Elazar. We have in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that the only thing that can be done on Shabbos as far as the Korban Pesach is concerned, is that which is Eif Shalah Seisim Eif Shabbos, meaning to say, Shechitas Korban Pesach, which has to be B'shoch Tuez Kol HaRem, has to be Abayim, has to be brought on the 14th day, if that falls out on Shabbos, then there's nothing you can do about it. It's something that's Eif Shalah Seisim Eif Shabbos. Mila B'yayim HaShmini is Eif Shalah Seis on the 7th day. However, if, let's say, somebody was Tomei, and he had to have Eifer Paraduma sprinkled on him, so then that's a Ma'asim Lachem D'Rabbanon. The Chazal asked him, because it's like Tikkun Kli, we don't sprinkle Eifer Paraduma on Shabbos. Not only that, but we wouldn't be matur even if it's necessary for him to bring the Karbes and he can't because he's tummy. So D'Rabbanon, another discussion that we'll learn about in Yitzhak over the Dafim of Perikei L'Dvarim. It's only D'Rabbanon who says Chazal wouldn't push away their Isser in order that he should be able to bring the Korban Pesach. No, we learn in the Mishnah that even D'Rabbanon is not Nidcha and he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Rebbe Lezer holds, since it's necessary for him to bring the Korban Pesach, then he can. The same Rebbe Lezer L'Shitosoi in Shabbos Perek Rebbe Lezer, the famous Perek Rebbe Lezer, the Milo, where Rebbe Lezer says not only is Milo allowed on Shabbos, not only could you do the actual Maisa Milo, the actual Mitzvah's Milo, but if you don't have a knife, make the knife, bring the knife. First it says bring the knife, and he says you could even cut down a tree in order to make charcoal, in order to burn the knife in the furnace, in order to make the knife. Chiddush chidushim, Rebbe Lezer holds machshirei mitzvah, machshirei milo, machshirei korban pesach, adoicha Shabbos. The same way milo and pesach themselves are adoicha Shabbos. Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, where it says about bringing the knife through Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos says, hey, wait a second, why do you have to bring the knife through Rosh Hashanah? Why not bring the child to the knife? Because the child is chay noiseis atzmoi, it's only an issur d'rabbanon. Why not get away from the malacha? If you could get away from the malacha by bringing the child to the knife, why bring the knife to the child? Zok Tosfos, that since it's easier, it's quicker, Tosfos says, not easier, it's quicker, to bring the knife to the child, and you'll be able to do the mitzvah quicker. That's also a tzairich of the Mila, and therefore you can bring the sakan to the Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have to bring the child to the knife. The knife is, let's say, in a different chotz, you have to go to Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to bring the child to the knife, where it would only be the Rabbanon. Why? Because you're allowed to facilitate doing the Ma'aseh Mila as quick as possible. As I stated, the Ran clearly says that you don't need to come on to what Taisu says because it's easier, because it's quicker to do the Mila that way. He says, no. He says, there's no Maisa Malacha, anything that's necessary. Machshire, Mila, and Shabbos is not a Malacha. The way we explain it, it's Hutra. It's possible, of course, that Taisu holds that Mila is only Tchuya on Shabbos. Even though we're learning in our Sugya that which Shabbos is Nidcha, for Korban Pesach is Hutra. That's the Meiri. He's telling us that was the accomplishment of Hillel Habadli to prove that. Maybe by Mila, it's possible by Mila, it's only Tchuya, and therefore you have to try your best, even though you're allowed to do whatever you have to do in order to do the Mila, even though you're allowed to do whatever you have to do in order to facilitate doing the Mila quicker, Taisa says, you're allowed to bring the Mila through, but at least there has to be some type of tzorich. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to bring the knife to the child when you can bring the child to the knife. It's only Tchuya, not Hutra. The Ran says, no, it's Hutra. There's no Malacha. Bring a child to a Mila, I'm sorry, bring a knife to a child in order to perform the Mila is not a Malacha at all. Is there actually a Machlekes Rishonim whether Mila on Shabbos is Hutra or Tchuya? It sounds like yes. Where? Something that comes up, interestingly enough, quite often, practically, La Halacha. Yeridei Hilchus Mila, the end of Simon Reish Tamach Vav. It says over there in the Mechaber, brought in the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber brings it to Halacha, that one cannot do a Mila on Shabbos with two Moelim. It's very often the case when one takes an older Moel, Befrat, a Chassidish Rebbe, who's also a Moel, or an old Tzaddik who does Mila as a Kibbutz, one wants the Moel to be this famous Tzaddik. Very often an older person does not have the Koyach to do the whole Mila. So what they do is the older Moel, the Moel who's there for ceremonial purposes, we'll do the Mila itself. The end of the Mila and the Priya will be done by somebody. Priya also takes more koyach. Not everybody has the strength in the fingernail to do the Maisa Priya. It's also a Maisa of Chil Shabbos. But it's necessary for Mila. It's part of the Mitzvah's Mila. And the Mechaber says that one should not do Mila for two Moelim. One should not put together, it's also where it comes up maybe even more often, sometimes where a father, a hands-on type of dad, wants to do the mila himself. He wants to do the actual chaticha, the chituk, he wants to do himself. He's not a moil, so what they do is they bring in another moil. The moil puts on a clamp, where it's relatively easy if anybody doesn't mind the sight of blood, and he has a decent pair of hands, even without much training, to the ma'aseh mila itself. The skill is putting on the clamp in the right place, not doing the chituch itself. So that can be done by anybody with minimal training. And then the moil, the real moil, will continue and do the rest of the mila, will finish off the job. That would not be mutar on Shabbos, as Hazeh Shteit Mechaber. The Ramah says, what? The Ramah is very upset at this Mechaber. He says, what do you mean? Mila is hutra on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef is saying that Mila is only tchuya? It's not true. Mila is hutra on Shabbos. There's no ma'aseh melacha called Mila on Shabbos. Why shouldn't two moilim be allowed to do it? The Mechaber is trying to cut down, trying to size down the Chil Shabbos by saying only one moil, not two people. Why have two people doing melacha on Shabbos when it's not necessary? You could have one. Says the Ramah, Pikuach Nefesh, you try to cut down, you don't have to go out of your way to call as many Hatzalah members as you have to in order to get a woman to the hospital. Pikuach Nefesh is a Malacha on Shabbos. Ein Lecha Dovah, Ein Lefnei Pikuach Nefesh. You do the Malacha. The Torah said, the Torah said, the Mutter Sheichalu Shabbos Achas, you do the Malacha. Shabbos is Doicha, is Nidcha, Lefnei Pikuach Nefesh, but it's a Malacha. Mila on Shabbos is not a malacha. Shechting a carbon tomid, bringing a carbon pesach is not a malacha. Why shouldn't two moilim do it? It's not a malacha. It's not a malacha at all. The Ramah argues vehemently on the Mechaber. The Goyin over there says also, he says he doesn't understand it. Of course, we paskin that Mila is hutra on Shabbos. It's not tchuya. Maybe this is a machlokes Tosis in the Ran. Like we're saying, Tosis needs to look. When he's saying why in Reb Elezer, but the idea l'chor should be the same, is there a ma'aseh melacha of bringing the knife to the child? If there is, then you try to avoid it. Bring the child maybe to the knife, unless there's a tzarich for the mila, you could do it earlier, Tosfos says. The Rav says, no problem. Doing machshir in mila on Shabbos is not a ma'aseh melacha. So maybe it's a machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. The Goyin and the Ramah seem to feel like the sugyas are clearly indicating the sugyas be'az and perik el advarm and the sugyas and perik of lez demila are clearly telling us that there is no ma'aseh melacha of mila on Shabbos. So we have the mechaber to explain the mechaber over there about two moilim, and is there really machlokes Tosfos in the Ran on this? Let's look a little bit more into the sugyas for another few minutes. There's a sugya in Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel that talks about chatichas yabeles. A Kohen has Yabelos, has a large size wart on his hand, considered a mummy, came to Malacha. I'm sorry, came to Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. What happens if he wants to do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash? It says over there that you're Choytchen Se Yabelos Biyad, you do it with a Shinui, where you don't do it with a instrument, because that would be a Maisa Kavolo, or Maisa Goizes, that would be Malacha Deraisa. Cutting off Yabelos Biyad is only Malacha Darabon. The same thing, by the way, is true with cutting nails. They're in a gale with a woman with a chatzitza Friday night. If it's Leil Tvila, and she finds a nail that she didn't cut, she can't cut the nail with a nail clipper. It's a malacha beraisa. Question is, could she cut the nail? Could she do the rabbanan? What's brought down is to try to get a goy to do it. To do it with a shinui. That's why it's the shvus b'macham mitzvah. But in any case, over there it says that one is allowed to do biyad v'loy b'klisins, biyad is on the rabbon, and shvus b'mikdash. There's no problem to do a malacha d'rabbonon where it's negea, doing avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. And over there, it's clear in the sugya, and it's a Gemara Mefereshes, that you try to avoid, even according to Reb Elezer, that holds that machshirei avoido, machshirei milo, machshirei kav besa, can be done on Shabbos. Over there, it's clear that one should avoid, if he can, doing the malacha d'araisa. If he doesn't have a choice, he could, as I state over there, since it's machshirei avoido, or let's say cutting off a wart, chatikas yabelos on the carpet, it should be avoided if it can be. The question is, what happened to Reb Elezer, according to Tosfos, that holds that you don't have to avoid it? According to the Ran, there's no reason to avoid doing a machshirei malacha, according to Reb Elezer, it's heter gomer. What happened to Hutra? Oh, all of a sudden, malacha of doing machshirim, according to Reb Elezer, is only tchuya. You have to try to avoid it if you can. You only do it if you don't have a choice. Really, Reb Kiva Eger in Tosis and Kuf Lamed and Shabbos over there in the beginning of Paragraph Lez Demila, sends right away to Tosis on Erevin Day. He says, I in Tosis Erevin Day, Kuf Gilman Veit, Lachar, that's his aura. Over there state clearly that you try to avoid it. So what happened? There's a stira in the Rishonim. So the commonly understood approach, which is very logical and straightforward, is to say there's a very big chiluk between chatichas yabelas, or there's another case over there of tliyas chinoiros. Over there, the sugya talks about fixing the nima, fixing the strings on one of the instruments that's used by the levim. We'll leave that over for now. As far as chatichas yabelas, the achroinim want to have that over there we would not have the straightforward hutra. Why is that? Bringing a knife for a mila is an act of mila. Okay, it's a preparatory act. The same way the moil getting to the side of the mila is part of mila because he has to get there in order to perform it. Making a knife, bringing a knife is part of mila. The same way being mitayer oneself for Korban Pesach is also part, because part of the preparation for Korban Pesach is the tahara of the Korban Pesach. Is cutting a wart off a hand part of the avodah? It's not part of the avodah. So then you don't have the straightforward hutra of it's machshirim which are matir. The idea behind Rebbe Lezer that he holds in the machshirim amatir is that he holds in the machshirim, even though it's a step removed from the actual maisa mila, the actual maisa avodah, the actual maisa havas korban. But it's part of the process. Cutting off the yabelis is not part of the process. For instance, if the mother would have a problem with his finger, and he would have to fix his finger in order to do the mila, would that be considered a preparatory act of mila? Hard to believe. Chatichas yabelis is not a step before the avodah. It's something that he has to do in order to be rendered kosher lavad. You have to cut the yabelis off the animal in order that the animal should be kosher carbon. But it's part of bringing the carbon. So that's why Rebbe Lezer would hold that it's mutter if you need it, but it's only tchuya. If it's only tchuya, sure, Korban Pesach is doicha. Sure, Korban Pesach would allow you to be mitaher for Korban Pesach, but it's not part of the Korban Pesach itself. Bringing the knife to do the mila is part of the mila. Bringing the knife, bringing yourself to do the mila is part of the mila. Therefore, that would be part of the hutra. But what's necessary, but not part of the process intrinsically, but it's only something that you have to do in order to facilitate kiyum of that mila, avoida, / Korban Pesach, that would not have the din of hutra, that would only be tchuya. In which case, we don't really have a machlokes Tosfos in the Ran. The question is only, Tosfos says that you need a tzorich. Tosfos says you need some type of basic tzorich for the mila knife in order to render it part of the mila process. Bringing a mila knife as part of the mila process, yes, because you can do the mila quicker. That's what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos doesn't mean to say that mila is not hutra. We have no makor to the Beis Yosef and Tosfos, because Tosfos just means to say that because you can do the mila quicker, it's part of the mila process. True, it's only machshirim, but it's part of the mila process. The Ran was just making a basic point that once it's part of the mila process, he didn't hold that because it's done quicker, it's part of the mila process. It's intrinsically part of the mila process. Therefore, you don't have to look for a way out. You can bring it on Shabbos, because machshire mitzvahs mila adaych Shabbos ahutra legamri. Let's go back to the Ramon, the Mechaber. What the Mechaber is trying to tell us is not that mila on Shabbos is tchuya, not hutra. There's no ma'ase melacha called duva mila. So why does he say that two ma'alim shouldn't do it? Because like we just explained, the point of how mutter it is on Shabbos is not how necessary, how much you need that act, but the shayla is how much part of the mila itself is it? Making the mila knife, bringing the mila knife, these are all parts of the mila. So therefore they matter. Masha'en Kain, if you do a half a ma'ase mila, is half a ma'ase mila a ma'ase mila? Bringing the knife is a whole act of preparation in order to facilitate doing the mila. Half an act of mila is mila, you're not yetzin the mitzvah. So the Mechaber says that if you do only half the ma'ase, since you left off in the middle, it doesn't have a shame ma'ase mila. Therefore, it's not mutter on Shabbos. If you do the whole ma'ase mila, then it's taka hutra. The Mechaber is masking that mila b'Shabbos is hutra. The Mechaber is masking that you don't have to look for cutting down on the number of sheep you bring for Korban Pesach, because shechting the Korban Pesach on Shabbos is not a Maisim Malacha at all. Doing a Milah on Shabbos is not a Maisim Malacha at all. But what about doing a half a Maisim Milah? Is that a Maisim Milah? Says the Mechaber, it's not a Maisim Milah. Since you're not Yotzei Mitzvah, you only did the Milah without the Priya. Lo Yotzei Dechelosi, it's not a Maisim Milah. It's not a Maisim Milah. Even though it's necessary to do the Milah, not only the Priya, it might be necessary, but it's not a full Maisim Milah. It's not a full Maisim Milah. It's only Tchuyo. It's not Hutro. It's only Hutro if it's a full Maisim Milah. It's a full act of Mitzvah's Milah. If it's not, if it's only something that you need in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's only Tchuyo, not Hutro. So it says, why to have put the Chilul Shabbos on two Moelim? If each one's not doing a Maisim Milah, neither one has the Hutro. It's only Tchuyo. So why give it to two Moelim? The Ramah says, no. If the two Moelim together do the Milah, then each one is Betziruf with the other one a Maisim Milah. There's no Melacha. You're not doing, you don't have two people doing Melacha. There's no Melacha at all. You're right, let's say, when it comes to Pukhuach Mefosh, right? If you have the ability to give it over to one person to do an act of Chilul Shabbos to save somebody's life, there's absolutely no heter, no reason and no heter to use two people. Chilul Shabbos is only Tchuyah B'Shabbos. Masha'en Kin Mila, avoid the Karban Pesach, or avoid the Beis HaMikdash and such, where there's a Hutra on Shabbos, there's no reason to cut down the number of people involved. Adiram, Barayvam Adris Melech, let all of Klai Yisrael bring their own Korban Pesach. Let everybody eat as much Korban Pesach as they can. There is no Melech called bringing the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So this is some of the discussion of Hutra and Tchuyah. One last Mar Mochit. It's interesting, and it's something to wonder about. There's a Rosh, the end of Yuma, B'Shem Rami Rutenberg, that seems to indicate that Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif is Tchuyah, not Hutra. It means it's not pshat that there is no Melacha of cooking on Yom Tif. It's a Melacha, but in order, the Torah put first eating a meal. So the Torah said, in order for you to eat a meal, it's necessary to cook fresh food on Yom Tif. So we would doicha melacha on Yom Tif in favor of eating on Yom Tif. It's very hard to understand. The Rosh, B'Shem, Ram, and Ruth, the end of Yuma, all the Achrayim is false from it. Nobody accepts that Eichel Nefesh is certainly the pshat, that melacha on Yom Tif is melachas avodah. Like the Ramban says, it's not melachas Eichel Nefesh. Melachas Eichel Nefesh is not an act of melacha on Yom Tif. Over there, it's very difficult and almost impossible to understand what the Rami Rutenberg is saying. Again, the discussion ranges only by Mila and Shabbos, and even there, the Goyim de Ramah telling us in Shulchan Aruch over there in Yerideh that it's poshut that these things are hutra. We're saying from the Meiri that was exactly what Hillel HaBavli taught Klai Yisrael. The halacha was accepted. So of course, these things which are b'mayadi, which have to be done on Shabbos, are not chuya, it's not the lesser of two evils, it's not deicha Shabbos, but these things are not acts of melacha on Shabbos at all.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.